podcast of West Tigers.
Well, hello and welcome to our summer series of Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers. Over the summer, we've been getting to know a bit more about our development contract players and some of the younger players who are now in the top 30. Josh Felity was a development contract player last year. He's now part of the top 30 and he joins us on Behind the Roar. Thanks for joining us, mate. How are you feeling?
All good, Chris. Yeah, good. Going good.
Start of pre-season. Seems like an eternity ago now. It's been a hard slog. We're at the back end now. The season proper just about to start, really.
Yeah.
You had a bit of a back disc problem. How are you now?
Yeah, I think it was week two. Had a bulging disc in my back, but no, that did, I think, 5 weeks or 6 weeks of rehab, and it's all sweet now.
Yeah, it's not nice, is it?
No, it wasn't great.
Did you get the cortisone into it?
No,
didn't need that.
No need for the needle, just waited it out.
Yeah. So you're all good to go now?
Yeah, all good.
Been a tough summer.
Yeah.
How have the boys handled it? How have you handled it?
Oh, well, those first 2 weeks were very hard. That first day was a shock. But no, I think the boys have got through it pretty well, to be honest. And I think we're shaping up for...
Yeah. Because you did the disc a couple of weeks in, did you?
Yeah, two weeks in.
Okay, so those first couple of weeks, I was watching them. I said to a few of the boys, I was breaking out in a sweat just on the sideline watching you do it. But yeah, that's what pre-season's about, right? You got to do that hard work. You got to lay that base.
Yeah, definitely. I think this has by far been the toughest pre-season I've ever done. And now coming to like the, I guess, decline of pre-season, it's just watching the rewards of what that hard work has done is.
Like, yeah. So now you're in the top 30, but you're still one of the youngest players in the squad. It's a very young squad, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're 19. You made your debut last year, NRL debut. We'll chat about that in a mo. But do you feel like, you've progressed as a player? You're a more mature player now because you're one of the younger guys last year?
Yeah, I feel like last year I was quite young.
I mean, you still are. But
yeah, still young, but just I think this preseason I have learned a lot. And that experience at the end of last year really made me hungry and made me want to work towards playing consistently.
Mm. So. What have you learnt most, do you reckon? It can be about performance. It can be about some of the drills. It can be away from footy. What are some of the key learnings you've sort of had over the past couple of months?
I think definitely a routine. What we do on the field is obviously physically demanding, but more the off the field recovery. That sort of stuff. I feel like since last year and the back end of last year, focusing on that recovery and just getting your body right really helped.
Mm. Physically then, Josh, so let's go back. Round 27 last year is the last round of the season. You made your NRL debut at Brookie.
Yeah.
Won't touch on that now, but in terms of physically from then to now, what are the comparisons? Have there been any changes to you, your body wise?
Yeah, definitely. I felt last year I was playing way too heavy. I come in preseason at 96, which that's not my playing weight. So I'm back down at 90 now, 90 kilos.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I feel much quicker, much fitter. So.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. So for a centre, which you are, so 90 is where you want to be playing at.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So when you were scoring all those tries last year in Cup, or was it Flag the year before? You were stringing a heap of tries together. What sort of weight were you at then?
Oh, I was probably 94 to 96, but it was more like my strength has stayed. It's just the fitness.
Good.
And the speed. I needed to drop a few kilos for that.
Because often, I guess the risk is if you shed the, well, in the olden days, you shed the weight, you're going to lose a bit of your strength. But you've shed the weight, kept the strength. So that's all about, I guess, quality of body composition.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like 96 was just, like, it was good to be big and almost maybe a little bit stronger, but it wasn't, I couldn't function at that way.
No.
And that's affected my performance.
Good to know. So as a setter, the arrival of Justin Olam,
Yeah.
How good's that been for a young kid like yourself, having one of the, you know, the best centers in the game now here at the club?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Juzzy's like a freak at what he does and very professional. And to have someone come in as a younger player, it's like the best thing that could happen. Look up to someone and learn off them.
You look at Juzzy Olam and, you know, just watching him on the telly and some of the strength that he displays, and like he's hard as a rock, but I always thought he was probably more towards the higher end of the 90s in terms of weight. I was staggered to realize he's 92 he plays at.
Yeah, he definitely looks a lot bigger, but I feel like high 90s when we're not as tall is probably, it does start to affect the speed and fitness. So, but yeah.
Yeah, right. So let's go back to that debut, NRL debut. And I remember it vividly. There's yourself and Kit Lalili.
Yeah.
Made your NRL debuts together. A lot of family and friends there because you were, you know, from the Northern Beaches. You've been in our system now for a few years. What did that mean to you, Josh?
That was probably the best day of my life to this point. To be able to debut back at home with a child, like a childhood dream, was, yeah, it's kind of hard to describe. But I remember talking to Bags probably a week after and just telling him, like, the feeling of that is just addictive.
Mm.
And it's, like, you just can't forget about it. It's crazy.
Yeah, you want more of it.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you got to do to get more of it?
I think just focusing on my job and my role. And obviously learning a lot off the older boys. I'm still young and I don't know everything, and that's the truth. And just learning and just being a sponge, and I don't know, hopefully that will help.
You'll learn a lot this preseason?
Yeah, definitely. Learn a lot. Definitely. And having those older boys like Juzzy and even Nato.
Mm.
Nato's been a big help. Whenever I have a question, I go and ask him. So
yeah, that's nice. Yeah, it's a really comfortable looking group.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you've been working hard, but you can just tell around the group, there's a really nice, there's a special vibe about it.
Yeah.
Would you say that, I don't know, that's come together and that has evolved through the hard work?
Yeah, definitely. It feels very different. It feels very different to last year. And I think just the club activities and how close all the boys are, and I think we just found the key, I don't know how to put it, the key like things that we need as a club and we need as a team to focus on.
Key ingredients.
Yeah. I just feel like we nailed those down and everyone's buying into that. So
yeah,
looks good.
Yeah. And one of those key ingredients, if you like, and these are the standards that Benji has set. It's teamwork.
Yeah.
Trust.
Definitely.
Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And having fun.
Yeah.
Well, you look like you're having fun, even though it's been hard work.
Yeah, no, definitely. Everyone, there's always a jokester amongst the group. And when things get tough, there's always someone in the team to bring the happiness back up. So it's been good.
Mm. Let's crystal ball it now, Josh. And I've been pronouncing his name wrong for about 12 months. I've been calling you Folletti. It's not.
No.
You only picked me up on that a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Telling me it's Folletti. Folletti.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think people get a lot of different pronunciations, but.
Wasn't your granddad or your uncle or someone pulled you up, and or your dad, was it?
No, I think I was playing a Harold Matz game at Redfern Oval, and there was a commentator saying at the ground, and my pop went up there and told him how to say it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he's just proud of my name.
Still on air? Was it live? Did he come across over the loudspeaker?
I think they muted it when they said when he was walking up there, but yeah, he wasn't happy about it.
So pronounce it.
Folletti.
Folletti. Okay, so it's not Josh Folletti. Folletti it is. Sorry, I was digressing there. Crystal ball it. Let's go. 12, this season ahead.
Yep.
What's the dream outcome for you? Personally,
I'm just gonna wait and see what happens. I feel like I'm physically in a good place now. I'm over the injury and my fitness is there. So I just want to learn. Having Juzzy here is like awesome to learn off, and Yeah, I just want to learn. But to play some consistent NRL games is the goal this year.
Mm. And just on Benji, you've mentioned him a few times. How has he made the transition? What's it been like training under him? I know he's got some really good people around him.
Yeah.
How have you seen him? How's he adapted to this new role of head coach?
Yeah, he's awesome. Like Benji's Benji. He's extremely good with all us young boys, and he knows when you got to switch off and have a bit of fun, and then he knows when you got to knuckle down and do hard work. But yeah, no, he's an awesome coach, and I think the way he's got all us boys together and getting us all on the same page is something we haven't had in the past.
Mm. Well, mate, good luck. Good luck for the 2024 season and beyond, and just keep doing the hard work.
Yep. Thank you, Chris.
Well, there is Josh Felity, and all the best again to you, mate, for the rest of the season. I hope you have enjoyed this series, the summer series of Behind the Raw, our podcast focusing on our developing players. That's it for this series. We'll be doing the full Monty series, Behind the Raw, starting in week one of the NRL season. Until then, take care.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.